Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, I've come over to Studio 8, where we more and more coming over here, which is no harm. Earlier on, I played Leisha Fitzgerald, and I've played her on the radio already, and she knows that. As a result, she's come in to give me money. It's a joke! Leisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm very well, and thank you for coming in to join
us
this morning.
Thank you, I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you're an interesting person.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do, yeah. And your music is very... okay, it reminds me of some people like Kate Bush and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really interesting, the sort of music that you're doing. Tell us a bit about yourself. Firstly, you've released now this EP, right?
Yes, I released the EP in June, 16th of June.
Okay.
How to Swallow Spiders.
Yes.
My debut EP.
And why is it called How to Swallow Spiders?
Oh, God, yeah, that's a good, good question.
Yeah, but you knew it was coming, so...
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot.
Right, so why?
Well, it started when evening I was in bed and I saw the spider kind of like coming down above me on a web, and I was just lying there and I was thinking, oh, this is how you swallow spiders. They just kind of like come down into your mouth.
That's right.
And then I was thinking about it and it kind of stuck with me, like how to swallow spiders. And then I was thinking more about the meaning and it developed into kind of like a metaphor for experiencing things that you don't want to do.
Of course.
So
of course.
Now I guess it's kind of a metaphor for grief in terms of the EP and what it developed into.
Yeah, yeah.
And the song, How to Swallow Spiders, that was kind of about doing things, overcoming fears, I guess. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Are you afraid of spiders, by the way?
I'm actually not at
all. You're not. The one thing.
I'm not afraid of spiders.
I said to myself, it'll be the spiders. So so that's not a route we have to go down. Well, no harm. How young were you when you started playing the piano? Because you're trained, classically trained.
Yeah, I was quite young. My older siblings played piano.
Oh, right.
And I kind of tagged along to lessons probably from maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And then I started singing lessons, and then I went on to study in the academy. And
in London? You went to Goldsmiths?
I went to Goldsmiths in the UK,
in
I did my undergrad there.
So, like, you were pretty serious about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, I just loved it so much, and it was so important in my life that I just kind of felt like there was nothing else to be doing.
But you're also... You also like to improvise.
I do a lot of, that's the basis of most of my work, is improvising. Okay. I do a lot of kind of... creative improvisation, trying to release whatever is... Everything I've written is just starts with improvisation.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Because I think it's kind of better, you know, because it's from inside.
It's so cathartic.
Yes.
Everybody should be doing it.
Absolutely. That's why I play the drums at home.
Yeah.
From inside. And of course, people know you as well from the Royal Academy of Music, so you have all that history.
Yeah.
And you're only young.
Am I young now?
Yes, you are. I know you are. I can see you are. You are. Believe me, you're young. You're going to play You Fall Like Snow.
Yes, I'm going to start with that.
This is the latest single, if you will, from the
EP,
isn't it?
It is, from me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, play it and we'll chat after, because I leave with
you.
All right, off you go.
You fall like to the calm that comes to carry you on. And mama's here, little girl, she's got you. And everything you need's inside of you, she's inside of you.
Lullaby there at the end.
Lullaby,
you just you go.
Yeah.
You've told the story and then you kind of disappear into the warmth of your mum, which is kind of a nice concept. You fall like snow. It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful idea. What's it about? What's it telling us?
Well, I wrote it. I was living in Alahees in West Cork, absolute middle of nowhere. And
good morning to everybody in the Alahees.
Yes, good morning to everyone.
Just in case, you know.
A lovely place.
It's the best
place in the world.
I know, but it's the centre of their universe.
And it was the centre of my universe for a while too.
Of course.
And I was doing a lot of internal family systems. It's a psychotherapeutic model and learning a lot about learning to reparent yourself and to kind of take care of yourself. And I became really
taking control of yourself,
and looking after yourself. I became quite obsessed with this idea of my infant self and how I can care for that kind of baby inside.
Sure.
So I wrote a lullaby for myself. So really,
that's what it is.
I'm singing to myself. It's just kind of reassuring, and I never really thought of it to become something that I would ever put, like, in the EP.
It's quite beautiful as well, but you were needing reassurance at the time.
Yeah. I was living in a house in a very rural place by myself, and I was kind of just sorting through life. And
you're very brave. I think you're very brave. You can do that in a housing estate where there's thousands of people but to take yourself away to that is very much a case of I'm sorting me out.
It's been,
you know,
a magical place.
You're trying to regain ground now. I can hear it. I can see what you're doing.
Yeah,
that's fine. You'll be forgiven. Don't you worry. You've released the EP and you know the music obviously that we have is full because it's got all sorts of instruments.
Big arrangements.
Cellos and whatever else, and fiddles and dilly. So you've all that stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes paired back is I have a great affection for a fellow called Jimmy Webb, who's one of the great singer-songwriters. And he will sit at a piano and just play his songs. And you're talking about songs that have like 50-piece orchestras playing them. But he sits at the piano and plays them, and suddenly they take on a whole other meaning.
Yeah.
He made an entire album just of him and a piano. And listening to you now, it's a different take. It's lovely.
Yeah, it is quite different. This is the way the songs were written. Just me kind of at the piano writing the songs. And then in the recordings, they're so full. They're full, like, the arrangements are really full with strings and drums and everything. But I agree, there is something really nice about just sitting at a piano and playing them as they were written.
Yeah, it's quite lovely.
Yeah,
it really is. It's quite lovely. And you're going to do another one for us.
Yes.
We played a track, Before We Face the Morning, which is a very fine track as well. And this is all sorts of noises going on.
Yeah, this is a big one
you
on the EP.
Whereas now, it's just going to be you and the piano.
Yeah.
Just before you play it, Bjork, Kate Bush, these are all influences, obviously.
They are, yeah.
Who would be the main one for you? Is it...
Probably Kate Bush.
Yes, yeah.
I also love Sinead O'Connor. That voice, that, you know, those kind of powerful female vocals.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, go with us. Before We Face the Morning. Yes. Second time out tonight. You'll be making a fortune. You'll be making a fortune on the royalties. So this will be lovely. This is Leisha Fitzgerald. See, we don't need synthesizers. You don't need. It's got a piano. Yourself and a piano. That's fab. And it was funny watching you at the morning where you get louder and louder on the EP. You know, like it's kind of wild.
Yeah, it gets
wild. Pretty intense. I could see you kind of going, "Do I do the mad thing now, or do we just hold back?"
Yeah. How much do I hold back?
But you held back from the mad thing.
Which is kind of a little bit.
Probably no harm. You know.
It's too early.
It is a bit early for that. That's okay when you do the concerts in the Three Arena in the future. But that was quite lovely. It's quite something.
Thank you.
Before We Face the Morning. difficult time, I suspect, at one stage in your life too.
Yeah, that's kind of like a nightmarish realm of chaos. And yes. I wrote it. It was a kind of a quick one to write, just on a very fragile Sunday morning.
Really?
It's one of those songs that just kind of like pours out of you and onto the piano.
But you're a very emotional person. I mean, you've faced various...
Yeah, I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse.
Well, of course, people often say, you know, you talk to songwriters and they will tell you that it's in dealing with diversity, or not diversity, adversity, mm-hmm. that sometimes the best work comes.
Yeah.
That when things are not good, you know, when you're out of love and you miss love.
Yeah, that's when you
write the best
need...
love songs and whatever. Do you know, sometimes people say that that's...
Yeah, I think that's where songwriting came from. It's definitely a massive coping mechanism.
Like, yes.
And a pretty healthy one as well.
Sure, like, sure.
I find just playing and writing, it's so cathartic.
Well, it's like poetry. It's the same thing, you know, in many ways.
Yeah.
Because you're putting your feelings down there and saying, well, you know, I don't have to explain this. It's down there. There it is. This is how I feel. This is what I'm going through, whatever. And you're letting it out of yourself.
Yeah.
Which is, I suspect, always a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, and particularly if you're dealing with stuff that's on your mind, you know, because I know you've been through various bits and pieces in your life, and you're kind of pushing yourself forward and saying, no, hang on, I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and because you've had some depressive moments as well as you've gone through. But you're fighting the fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and I think this is a really healthy way of kind of moving through that and just processing things.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Now what? When are we going to see you in the concert hall? When are we going to see you? Is that because you want to be on stage, presumably?
Yeah, performing. That's I love to perform.
And are you collaborating with people at the moment with the possibility of that happening?
Well, I'm working with a band.
Right.
We're kind of developing a sound, working with cellist, guitarist, strings, drums.
Yeah.
So we are doing a EP launch in September. The date is still to be announced. So that will be in Dublin.
Okay.
And then hopefully looking towards a tour then in the autumn.
And the important thing is when you do a launch like that is that, you know, you get people from the industry to come along, and you get some people who can make decisions about what they could do for you, because that is the next step. Because playing the music is one thing, and writing it, but it has to be gotten out there.
Yeah, this is like the conundrum of music. Like,
yes,
I never wrote any of this to be playing it on the radio for everybody,
and then
you're here and you're kind of doing the thing that you're supposed to do, even though it's like the most vulnerable part of you is just...
Well, you're putting yourself out there.
It's fun too, though.
Yeah. And it's also at the end of it, I hope, because we're really enjoying you, and I'm sure many people listening are, is the fact that at the end of it, you'll feel better. You kind of go, hey, look what I did. And having done that, it's another step then to do it with a room full of people, than a venue and whatever. And that could be Whelan's or the Three Arena. It doesn't, you know, whatever it happens to be, it's to get yourself out there. Because that's how you'll get forward, you know.
Yeah.
So September is the official launch of the EP. That's what we need to know.
Okay. That's the live launch.
The live launch.
Yeah, but the date is still to be announced, so you'll be able to find that on Instagram.
Well, I'm hoping you'll ring us and tell us, which would be quite good, if that's okay with you. Will you do one more before we're done?
Yes,
You do one more?
I'll do one more.
What one do you want to... What's your final one?
I have a beautiful one that I love the piano. It has a very dark name. It's called Nothing Comforts Me. I feel like I have to caveat
Surely
this.
Surely something
with,
comforts
that's
you.
That's what I was about to say. There is so many things in the world that comforts
that
me.
That do comfort you, right.
And I wrote it like in the depths of COVID winter. So it kind of is, it's got a dark sentiment, but it's, I love the piano and I love to play it. So yeah, probably not the happiest one to end on, but...
Leave them laughing.
Yes.
I presume you play every day, do you? You play every day? Do you at the piano?
Yeah,
you still every day?
Yeah, I play a lot. I write a lot.
Yeah.
Always playing and writing.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But keep letting it out.
Yes.
Because we're very particular. If people wanted to get a copy of How to Swallow Spiders, how do they do that?
Well, it's on YouTube, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on all of those places. And the CDs are coming.
Yes.
So I will have CDs.
But you came out, one of the days, and I was thrilled for you, but Spotify, one of the days when I opened it, you were the main thing.
Oh, wow.
On my Spotify. Which was like...
That's exciting.
Like, oh! Which meant that they somehow had decided you were the one for that day. And it was just wonderful.
That's amazing.
It was really quite something. And I kind of thought, good for you, North County Dublin girl. Yeah, I thought, that'll do. So look, you're going to play Nothing Comforts Me, even though it does.
Yes, even though there is lots of things that comfort
me. So it's a song about contradiction.
Yes.
Okay. This is Leisha Fitzgerald and Nothing Comforts Me from How to Swallow Spiders.